This morning's reading is from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. A living sacrifice. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Very good to be here this morning. We've heard that rather amazing reading. And I don't know if any of you read all the way through from Romans chapter 1 to chapter 11, but basically, Paul is saying in great detail the amazing love that God's shown for us through Jesus. Absolutely amazing. He goes in all sorts of detours, but that's saying just how amazing what Jesus has done for us. And then chapter 12, it's the sort of sharp end. How does it apply? And what Paul says, in view of what God's done for us, how should you respond? He says, offer yourselves. Actually, he says it differently. He says, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. That sounds a bit sort of scary, that, doesn't it? And the things that came to mind when I heard living sacrifice, I thought immediately of volunteers in Ukraine, men, women, not knowing what the end result's going to be. On a much smaller scale, I also thought of the queues waiting to see our beloved Queen lying in state. I think it was David Beckham, it was 12 hours. But so Paul says, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. Offer yourselves entirely. And in the last few weeks, we've been hearing about worship, haven't we? Well, Paul says exactly that. He says, your worship is offering yourselves. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel sometimes when I hear, okay, offer myself, okay, there's that bit's okay, I can offer that bit. But there's this bit, I think I'll just keep quiet about that. So I'll just offer that bit and not that bit. But actually, Paul isn't saying that. He's saying offer yourself just as you are. The good bits, the bad bits, the bits you're... Yeah, the whole lot, the whole thing. Now, once we've done that, what's the consequence if we got to that stage of offering ourselves just as we are? Well, he says two things. He says you immediately become part of the body of Christ. You become part of the church, which is the body of Christ. And that means you no longer belong to yourself. You actually belong to Jesus. You belong to Christ because it's the body of Christ. It's his body. And that's why it's so important meeting together, isn't it, as a congregation, to learn more about God, to encourage each other, the body of Christ, but we belong to Jesus. But it isn't just that. He says also, we actually, and this is quite challenging, we belong to one another. Have you thought about that? We aren't here just as individuals. We're here, as we heard Dave said, as a family. In Christ, we form one body. Each member belongs to all the others. That's challenging, isn't it? But it's also really encouraging. That was the best I could do. I don't know what you make of that. But body of Christ, and the idea is that that's the photo of everyone sort of inside, belonging to Christ, but also belonging to one another. And what's the outcome? If we've given ourselves to Christ, we've understood what it means to, a little bit, to be body of Christ, to be owned by Jesus, to belong to one another, then God sends us out. He sends us out to live, doesn't he? Okay, I don't know what you're going to do after the service, but you'll probably go back to your home, so it's family. Monday, work for most of us, not all of us. Contact with people, all sorts of people you're going to have contact during the week with. That's our mission, isn't it? God sends us out to serve him in whatever we're doing in the week. And that's why it's really important to come back again the next Sunday. So a bit of feedback, a bit of re-encouragement, because it's not easy always, is it? It's not easy always. Each with their own different gifts. Paul had a list of prophets. I don't know if we've got any prophets here. We probably have. Encouragers, leaders, givers. Each of us have different gifts, don't we? But that's the sending out. Okay, so how do you answer that? Who does God send out? Oh dear. This didn't work, did it?
They're very sharp.
Who does God send out? Yeah, it really is everyone, isn't it? And that's why I sometimes feel bad. David's kind of, he's been a mission partner in Argentina, as if that's just something for a few people. Well, no, it's not that at all, is it? God sent all of us out to do whatever we're doing with our lives. All of us. Okay, and then who goes with you? I didn't answer this, but actually we sung about it various times. Who goes with you to help you doing what you need to do for Jesus during the week? Who goes with you? Well, the Spirit. Yeah. Well, the Spirit, that's pretty good, isn't it? Who else? Well, sometimes it depends, doesn't it? Some families, there are a number of Christians. You go with other Christians, usually, but not always. Sometimes you're on your own, aren't you? But not on your own, because God's with you by his Spirit. So I just want to encourage us to think about that. And now we're going to hear, I think Mary's got a whistle, so we're going to hear about how, but basically we're going to hear a little bit about various missions that as a congregation we're supporting. And I think my hope is that as you go around the different stages, something will strike you that you say, I want to do this. I want to know more about this. I want to get involved. Mary.
Thank you. Yes, so we have a number of mission partners, and we've only got time and space at this service to hear from five, but we listened to four different ones this morning. We listened to a person speaking about Christian Aid, the Women's Refuge, Elabore, and the Duba School. And in fact, there are more, but we weren't able to fit everybody in. So we're looking forward to another Mission Sunday where you can be learning about the sort of partners that and what they get up to. So I'm just going to explain now. We're all going to be, so children are staying in together, but around the church there are five different stalls. So Sally, is Sally somewhere here? Lovely. Sally is going to be at that stall there, which is Mission Aviation Fellowship. In the chapter room is Sarah Alford, hopefully. Maybe she's there. She's just gone out there. So when the time comes, if you go through that door to the chapter room and come back through that one. In the Beatrice room, we have Bill with talking about CMS Hull, and he'll be he's making his way towards that door. Claire at the back there, we have talking about Eco Church. And Jenny at the back near the font is going to be talking about Mother's Union. So I'm going to divide you into five groups, and then it'll be work as a kind of carousel. So you will go to, each of you make your way to one point. Then after 4 minutes, I'm going to blow my whistle. Now, my husband has told me not to sound officious, but really, this has got the word metropolitan on it, and I think it's just going to be too tempting to pretend I'm not a police lady. So after 4 minutes, I'm going to do some short beeps. That's to indicate you have got 1 minute left at that stand. And when you hear a long whistle, which sounds very, very officious, that will be your moment to move on. And if we kind of all move in a clockwise manner, I think it should be fun and seamless. Great. So if we kind of go, Anne, would you like to stand up? So at this side, so from the front back to Anne, if you make your way to the chapter room, though behind Anne and maybe some people hanging around at the back could make their way to Sally at this side here and the MAF. So maybe the last four rows there, if you could go to Jenny. Jenny, give us a wave. Jenny, give us a wave. Okay, Mother's Union, Jenny. The middle, if you could... In the middle, if you would like to go to Claire and the Eco Church, and then whoever's left, if you would like to make your way through to the Beatrice room and see Bill. And maybe, Jean, we could have those doors open. That would be great. Okay. And if you don't know where to go, it really doesn't matter. Just join a crowd.